Jules. This is the Nick and Jules podcast.
Good morning, you're with Nick and Jules. Unfortunately, it's not Friday, but it's Thursday, the day before Friday.
Happy Friday Eve.
Thanks. Tell you to say that.
Yes, thank you, Bailey Morgan on the Nick and Jules Inner Circle. That was his suggestion for an introduction for the podcast.
I don't mind it.
I don't love it.
It's kind of long-winded.
Well, it time stamps it as the morning. You can listen to a podcast 24/7, and it only works on a Thursday. Maybe I'll make that my Thursday greeting.
Okay.
I appreciate you, Bailey. That's going to become my every Thursday morning greeting.
I hope you remember it.
Yeah, because, write that you down. Know.
You better believe it. Bailey, I'm screenshotting your comment, and I will remember.
Put it in the favourites folder.
Well, I hope I remember.
And if you would like to participate in giving Nick a new opener, join the Nick and Jules Inner Circle on Facebook. Well, you know, we're outsourcing some of Nick's work at the moment.
I've got an idea.
He appears to be a pretty big fan of the Saints, so you'd get along with Bailey.
Oh, Bailey besties.
He's got a picture with, is that Richo or is it Matthew Lloyd?
That's Matthew Richardson.
Lloyd is from the
from
Bombers.
Essendon.
Richo is from Richmond.
From
Tigers.
Sorry.
It's not a Saints
thing,
mate.
I'm out here being like, I know more than you. I don't.
I think he just appreciates AFL in general.
Yeah, and he's there with what looks to be his sister, I imagine.
Good on you, Bailey.
And I think Bailey's quite young, actually. I didn't realize this. Bailey, picture with a fish as well.
Oh, Bailey.
So, he's got a catch.
A baby.
The picture includes a young man holding a fish. Mm-hmm. Now, no confirmation on which one is Bailey.
Matthew Richardson's fake name.
But this could be a Matthew Richardson burner account.
And how lucky we should feel.
Richo, if you're listening, mate, we'd love to have you on the show. I know we're not really a
footy
show.
We will
just
talk fish.
We can talk footy.
We're not another station.
Mate, we can pretend to talk in footy. We can do that.
We could. That's your intro for tomorrow.
Talking footy.
Wow.
Footy Friday.
Footy, boys.
Footy's over, but yeah, sure.
No, it's not.
That's not going to be great.
No way. Footy is life. My bad.
AFLW.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
AFLW season. Wow, I'm not with it.
Not being part of the movement.
Maybe I need to be on OK Boomer tomorrow, not Mal.
Potentially.
Not Mama Bear Mal.
We cover a lot on this show, don't we?
We
absolutely do. Today on the show, we were asking what was banned at your school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dear.
Paul from Mildura called and he said that the game British Bulldog was banned.
Yes.
I didn't know that was a game.
Neither did I.
You just thought it was a breed and you're like, oh, I guess they're kind of slow and dumb looking.
Why are you bringing all these dogs to school?
I think dogs in general are banned at school.
Aww.
But not in workplaces.
No. Well, do you remember, yeah, it's true. Dogs are encouraged in workplaces now because of productivity or like mental well-being.
Well, I think more the not the productivity part, but definitely.
Yeah, it all depends on where you work.
It's just
I worked
vibes.
At a place where they brought one in like every second Thursday. And there was one girl, poor girl, who was allergic to dogs. Aww. So she always worked from home that day.
That makes sense. You would do that.
So I brought mine in. He betrayed me.
Oh, what do you mean?
He started working for the rival company.
selling all of the info.
I drove him in because usually I'd get, the public transport. So I was like, right, I'll drive. Can't take him on that. And then I walked him around for ages around the block so he'd do his business.
Oh,
he didn't do any of that. Walk up the stairs. Open plan, 50 people sitting around. What does he do? A giant turd.
Oh, baby.
I was so disappointed in him.
Yeah, could have been worse. Could have been you doing it. And you just blame the dog. You know?
And then he would have been disappointed in you.
It's true.
Maybe clean it up, human.
Maybe this is just Jules, choosing how the story comes out.
It was selective.
You would have been fine, Nick. You wouldn't have smelt it at all.
I wouldn't know if it was a person. I wouldn't know if it's a dog.
Me and my sensitive snows.
Snows. Is there a major difference in smell between a dog poo and a human poo?
Look, I mean, haven't poo put my is, nose too close to find
poo
out.
Is poo.
No, isn't it just the greatest common denominator? Right. We talk about all the race stuff that happens in this world of ours and
makes us all equal, doesn't
cultures
it?
Cultures fighting each other, but yeah. we all poo.
We all poo.
Except for that lady from Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, poor thing.
10 days.
That
Someone's
might be,
poo.
I think that'll be in today's podcast. But yeah, there's a reality TV contestant who's not doing her poos. Back to Paul from Mildura, banned British Bulldog.
Yes.
But the two other calls we got, they banned the one thing that they both had in common, which was at Tamagotchis, which people might recall is that little handheld, not quite a video game, but kind of a video game.
It was basically a virtual pet is what they said.
Yep.
Exactly.
I think that was the slogan.
And people often had them in their school, like uniform pockets or around their necks on a lanyard. And it was very much like,
They're about what, like the size of?
Oh, it's bigger than what you're doing with your hand, which is just putting your pointer finger and your
50 cent piece. Yep. Maybe they were.
They were more like an egg shape. So yes. They were like this.
Oh, they're an egg shape, were like they?
That. Probably the size of an egg.
Yeah. I reckon
I saw some that were eggs. Actually, that was the novelty, is it? Because you're hatching an egg, you're looking after it, maybe.
So
they
true.
Have these toys now called Hatchimals that actually come in an egg, and then you've got to wait for them to hatch, and it's a whole thing.
They're an actual.
People sing happy birthday to them.
By people,
I mean children.
It's a Tamagotchi in an egg, or it's an actual.
It's like a real. No, it's not a real animal. It's a stuffed toy in an egg.
It's just
that
a chicken.
It's like a. Do you remember Furbies?
Yes.
It's a bit like that, but in an egg. And they hatch.
How do they know when it's gonna hatch?
Because it makes some noises or some shit. I don't know. I'm not five.
What if it hatches? What if it hatches in the packet before you buy it?
Oh. No. Because I think it's one of those like pull the tab out. Yeah, one of those situations.
Why does it remind me of those like little? Was it like seahorses or something? People take
sea monkeys.
Sea monkeys.
Those were great.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get sea monkeys for the summer. They don't go well in the winter.
No.
They don't like cold water.
Oh, no.
I'm not buying a heater set up for what is effectively krill.
What strange things we can buy for entertainment as kids.
Well, hey, beautiful segue, because we are looking to buy things for entertainment as adults, aren't we?
Oh, we like revisiting our nostalgia and our childhood. Yes.
Well, you know, thinking about Tamagotchi has been so nice because, you had Tamagotchis. I had a Digimon Tamagotchi.
Yes, I know he's special.
That was for the boys.
Yeah. I have a Barbie Tamagotchi, I don't know, a pink one, I'd say.
Did you have to look after a Barbie in it, or was it an animal that?
No,
the Barbie
I'm just
world?
Assuming that's what the girl version is.
No idea.
I'm sure there's lots of rebrands.
Yes, compared to what kids are getting told off these days at school, it's things a lot more vicious, I guess.
Oh, kids are ripping vapes and doing cocaine in the toilets, as far
cocaine
as I know.
In the toilet.
Mate, I don't know. I haven't been to school in a long time.
It's poor been a teachers. While.
It's been a while for us.
But Tamagotchis.
Well, wouldn't it be fun to relive and have a competition.
Oh.
So who's Tamagotchi can thrive, who's can survive.
Yep.
And the only way we can do that is if we get some Tamagotchis for the team.
Yes.
We like healthy competition in the studio.
And it is healthy because it's not at anyone's detriment because at the end of the day, they're just bits of data.
Yep.
So it's not as though we're actually, it's not as though we're actually each buying each other like a guinea pig.
Yeah. So it's quite low stakes.
I think it's very low stakes. Yeah. But the stakes involved are just, I guess, the financial aspect, which we need to discuss with someone on the show who will join us tomorrow for OK Boomer. But let's get him up now. Mama Bear Mel, who we are giving a call right now in the system, who hopefully he answers the call and we can ask him if we can buy some Tamagotchis for the show, just using the show budget. Mm-hmm. Supposedly
we
have one.
We don't even need a full $100.
No, not at all. Hey, Mel, have we got you there?
Yes, you have.
It's our boss.
Hey.
Hi, Mama Bear Mal.
You're out on the road at the moment. How's the Hume treating you?
Just got off the Hume. Very nice.
He survived.
Away to a few sites,
Have you made any toilet stops?
No, I'm not that old.
Okay.
We spent 3 or 4 hours on the Hume last week for a comedy cruise and... Mate, we had plenty of
stops. You had to
ask,
actually, me for a stop.
I did.
Actually, it was Aaliyah. I didn't ask once. Thank you very much, Jules.
I said, I'm sorry to be that person, but I need to go to the bathroom. Yeah.
No.
Well, he's been
through.
So it sounds like you might be due for one, so we'll be quick with you, Mel. We just wanted to ask on the podcast because we're keen to make the podcast and content, but obviously we also want to maximise and make our time most efficient.
And back you into a corner.
And, we wanted to know if
we're
we could.
We're trying to butter him up, Jules. Come on.
Oh, sorry.
We wanted to know if we could make a purchase on the work card.
Whoa. All right. What are we talking about here? We had some weird costumes last time. I have no idea why you got.
Which, by the way, we didn't even end up wearing. It's not. We can't go down that.
I'll return them, Mama Bear Mal, if we can have this other thing.
Mel, do you know what a Tamagotchi is?
Yeah, of course I know what a Tamagotchi is.
How do you know what a Tamagotchi is?
Did you have one?
My son had one.
That makes sense.
Wow.
All right, well, what we did a phone topic on the show today, Mel, where we asked what got banned at your school off the back of Halloween's being banned at this Victorian high school because they reckon it's going to make people... They reckon Halloween's going to make kids worship the devil or something. So they banned Halloween. And a bunch of callers said that they had Tamagotchis banned. We've been talking about Tamagotchis off air. We wanted to buy some Tamagotchis for the show and have a competition as to who can keep them around and alive for the longest. Is that something we could arrange?
How much are they now?
$29. I've looked it up. I've even looked at where they're in stock.
Bargain.
Yeah, I'm sure you can buy one.
One?
How do we have a competition with one, Mal?
We buy a couple.
Can we? Yeah, that sounds.
We'll buy three.
No,
couple means two to three, and then, depending on the couple.
Depends. Well, yeah, it's, you know, we're a polyamorous couple.
We're an open relationship.
We're a thruffle.
No, you can have them when we're done, Mel. So, you know, you.
Everyone... Oh, okay. I'll get five then.
Yay!
Mel's just out here
for three, though.
Farming Tamagotchi. he's not on a work trip right now. He's at a Tamagotchi convention.
No, get five and I'll take them afterwards and sell them on Marketplace.
Right. All right. There you go. You heard it here.
That sounds good. That's true. We can just sell them on Marketplace afterwards. Or, to be honest, we might get really into these. We might develop emotional bonds.
Nick wants to be different and buy a one that's $30 and it's the Digimon version.
So $1 more.
A different cartoon from when I was younger, Mel. But
that extra dollar's okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I needed you to say no because we've got to be the same.
We'll go to the shops and we'll see what jumps out. But what I'm hearing is we've been greenlit though with the work card, which is the best part of this all. So
that's the big part. Yes, that's
thank
right.
Thank you, Mal. Thank you for your service.
Oh, we appreciate you,
Mal.
Appreciate you taking the call on your work trip.
Okay, get the receipt.
Yes. Okay. Wait. Is your card in your office
your
at the moment?
Number
do you
this?
Have it right now?
The reason why I can be so liberal with this is because I have the card with me.
How dare!
All right, well.
So I'm going to have to expense it back myself.
There's a chance, yes.
All right, well, Wolf, we can talk about the actual financial logistics off air because I think that's less.
That's going to be off it when Chuck.
It's even less exciting.
Now, just say your card number now.
All right. All right, Mal, we'll let you go, but appreciate you joining us on the podcast for Business Chatter Up.
Yeah, all good, guys.
All right, bye. Always a pleasure to have the boss on. And
we got the green light.
We got the green
light.
We're
getting Tamagotchis, guys.
Yeah. Do you reckon he would have said yes if we had have asked him off air?
I think he would have questioned more about what we wanted to do with them. Yeah. I think he would have questioned, is it interesting for listeners to hear us talk about our Tamagotchis?
I mean, clearly it is because we had at least two listeners call in today about Tamagotchis.
Tamagotchi.
Yeah. I wonder how distracting they're going to be. And if that could add an element of something.
I have a pretty vivid memory of when I had my Tamagotchi when I was however old, whatever.
22.
Yeah, recently.
It was about 5 minutes ago.
I reckon I did re-find it when I was like older and had a go at it for a few days and went, Jesus is the worst.
Oh, really?
I remember
so
really.
So you've almost got a leg up.
Yeah, I reckon I would have used a Tamagotchi more recently than either of you.
Oh, yep. Definitely.
I reckon within the last 10 years, I reckon I've used the Tamagotchi.
10 years?
I reckon. Huh. When did you? Yeah.
Probably primary school, like grade two,
yeah.
So grade
I was going to say, I thought you were going to be like, 10 years, I did mine a year ago. I thought you were trying to beat me in that regard.
No.
But what I remember being, and we're talking about how annoying they are, because I think they kind of like grow up a little bit. So they change.
Yes.
So they start as a little blob and they become like a, I don't know, like a pig and then they become like a house or whatever. That's probably not the direct evolutionary process, but they grow up and they change a bit, right?
Yeah, they evolve.
They evolve.
Okay.
I remember in the very early stages when it's like a baby.
Yeah, that's the cute part.
But I think when it's at that stage, they're kind of pretty whiny and needy.
Oh,
and I
remember, much like a real child.
I remember being woken up by it as a kid being like, God, parenthood sucks.
Oh, no.
And then you got to put it on silent and then they just, you know, then they die because
you're
going to
forget. My boyfriend's going to appreciate this so much.
You know what this is? It's actually a trial run for if you ever decide to have kids together.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, no.
This is the modern version. You know how in American, like American sitcoms and stuff, they do that thing in high school where it's like, here's an egg and you got to pretend like it's a kid
or
for
like
the week.
Bag of flour. Yeah.
It's that, but, you know, expensed back to Mama Bear Mel.
It works.
All right. That's the podcast. Best bits from today's show is in there as well. Join the Nick and Jules Inner Circle if you would like behind the scenes, clues for Alpha Bucks, plus a crack at, I think today actually is the last day you can do it, but a crack at winning the VIP 13-person cruise thanks to Mildura Cruises.
Yes. We will be drawing the winner tomorrow afternoon, so Friday afternoon.
Tag your mates who you'd take on that cruise to win. Good luck.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Godspeed.
Who's? Who's? Who? Who's the best around, where I give you two options, Jules, and according to the question that I pinned to you as well and I put to you, you've got to tell me which of those two celebs in question is the right answer. Today, off the back of Britney Spears releasing her memoirs, The Woman in Me, you've got to tell me, between the two celebrities that I give you, which of them has had an interaction and gets mentions in Britney Spears' book. And she has been around for a while. She's 41 years old, but feels like she's been around for even longer. She's had a lot of interactions with a lot of celebs, and a lot of celebs get mentions in the book.
It's hard to think that any celeb wouldn't be around her.
Exactly
so
right.
So this will be tricky.
So I'll get two celebs. You tell me which of them has had an interaction.
Okay.
First up, we have got Christina Aguilera. Has she been getting mentions in the book, or has getting mentions in the book been Marshall Mathers, a.k.a. Eminem?
But Slim, what if you win? Wouldn't it be weird? Why? So you guys can just lie to get me here so you can sit me here next to Britney Spears?
What do you reckon? Ooh. Between the two celebrities, Eminem or Christina Aguilera, who gets mentioned in the book?
This feels easy because Christina, she was around the same time, probably trying to vie for the same audience.
Correct.
It feels like she'd be her ultimate rival.
Gonna go Christina Aguilera. Yep.
Hey.
Easy. They used to film, they used to be in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh,
yeah. Disney show. And even though the real Slim Shady there, he does put a Britney Spears mention in it. He's not in the book.
No.
Getting shaded there. Moving on, of course, to these look celebrities that I don't think cross many people's mind all that much.
Okay.
At least maybe not. They won't cross your mind that much. We've got Tiger Woods.
PGAtour.com presents Tiger Woods' top 10 career shots on the PGA Tour.
Oh, great video as well. Up against, of course, someone actually we do play here on the station, but for one reason only. Genuine.
One of them got a mention in the book.
One of them
in
gets
Britney's memoir.
One of them gets mentions in the book because they've had an interaction.
I feel like it's got to be Tiger Woods because just like he's the best in his field, and that's what I want to be in the music industry.
She wants to be the Tiger Woods of pop music. Do you reckon?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Is it Tiger Woods?
Oh,
it's not. It's Genuine.
Why?
Because apparently, when she was with Justin Timberlake, Britney and Justin bumped into Genuine down the street.
Right.
And Justin Timberlake says to Genuine, "Yo, homie, fishies, what's up, homie?" And everyone immediately went, "Justin, there's a white guy if I've ever seen one."
Oh, my goodness. How embarrassing.
All right, 1 point from two there. Let's round it out with two people who I guess are in a very similar vein. We've got Lindsay Lohan.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd.
Up against Hilary Duff.
So tough.
Yeah, very similar 2000s actresses.
I feel like they both peaked in 2004.
Yep.
I don't know why that year is springing to mind.
That is. Look, it's probably not far off. Probably not far off their peaks. It's been a slow cascade down since then. But who, between those two celebs, gets mentions?
I just feel like Lindsay Lohan would have been more controversial around that time and in the same sort of vein as Britney, whereas Hilary Duff maybe sticking to her Disney roots.
Golden Girl.
Bit too much of a golden girl. She was partying with Lindsay Lohan.
All right, let's go for it.
Hey!
You know what? Almost exactly why.
Really?
Lindsay Lohan's in there because upon Britney Spears getting divorced from Kevin Federline, she gives Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan a call and says,
"Hey,
Leg, we're going clubbing," and they were spotted out together partying post-divorce.
Was that before or after the shaved head?
I honestly couldn't tell you the exact timeline, but I'm going to assume that it was pre-shaved head.
Right.
I think, was shaved head late to mid-2000s?
2007?
Shaved head was 2007, producer Aaliyah is saying.
She knew that way too quickly.
I believe the divorce was 2004, but I don't know. All I do know is that is how you play Who's. Who's. Right now, I understand that radio is an audio-based platform, but I'm for Jules' eyes only, and I guess for people if they are joining us on the Nick and Jules Inner Circle behind the scenes, or if they're finding us on Instagram, Nick and Jules over there, doing a bit of like a fashion parade, just because lately my certain fashion choices, Jules, you'd agree, have drawn the ire of people, yourself, producer Aaliyah, and just general people.
Look, they're very questionable at the moment. You've been into your running. You've done a half marathon recently.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, you were wearing socks and slides because your feet hurt.
Yeah, with my jeans, not a great look. I've been told that my speed dealing sunnies that I wear for running, also not a good look.
Mm.
I've recently bought a Legionnaires hat.
Yep. And so, you've, yesterday you got it. You've made me close my eyes.
I just wanted to reveal to you the look because I've got all the pieces on right now. Oh. You want to open your eyes? Have a look. If I was running towards you, you would be scared. You'd go, where's the meth and do I need to call the police?
All of a sudden, I have motivation to run.
Yeah. It's quite
Nick.
It's interesting, isn't it?
The you bought that with your own money?
Yeah, mate. This is investments. Investment
and now
pieces.
Now it's tax deductible because you've talked about it on
so
air.
So true, so true. BCF, I'll be coming back to get my extra receipt.
You are wearing Speed Dealer sunglasses, yeah. All the rainbow, and you've got like the white bridge around your nose.
Uh-huh.
You're wearing the Legionnaires hat, which I only discovered yesterday, was like the primary school hat with the cap and then the flaps on the back for SunSmart primary school kids.
It's a really good beige colour.
But I'm really grateful that you haven't done anything else with the other that you were wearing before.
I've got slides and socks.
Oh, why would
but
you do
can't
that?
Because, well, I'm going to be talking about all the questionable fashion choices, I've got to talk about all the questionable fashion choices, don't I?
Well, I'm glad it stopped here. The hat, the sunnies. The slides.
I actually
socks.
Don't know. Have I made other questionable choices?
No. Fortunately, you're wearing normal person clothes.
These are all three things that have just been of late. I very very rarely do all three sort of cross over, I should say. And I said not even rarely. I don't think I've. I never would wear this combination.
Do you feel stupid right now wearing this while not running?
Well,
can you see with your sunglasses?
It is a lot. It's actually quite dark. I actually was struggling to see the buttons to press on the panel before. Sometimes, because here's the thing, when you post pictures of me online for work and stuff, and when I post them to my own personal Instagram,
yep,
you know, I really that's who I'm trying to show off to the world and be like, this is the best version of me because I'm a single guy. I want, you know,
sure.
Girls that I'm potentially interested
slide
in.
Slide into my DMs.
And now, if you know, there are pictures of this circulating online.
Yep.
I just want people to know that this is a confident man
mm-hmm.
who, despite the fact that he looks like a crackhead that's
yes.
just also into sun safety,
uh-huh.
that I don't dress like this on dates.
Are you sure?
I don't. Yes, mate. I'm very aware. Am I sure? I'm hyper aware that I do not dress like this outside.
This is bled into work attire, Nick.
It's a work uniform. Sun safety. I know we're in a studio and there's no sun in here, but I'm being smart about it. What got banned at your school? St. Michael's Grammar Victorian High School has banned Halloween, Jules, because you know what? They are worried that some children might develop, this is according to them, a fascination with the supernatural that may lead them into more sinister occult practices.
Are you kidding me? It's just a bit of fun.
Just a bit of fun. If we end up sacrificing, you know, our mate to the devil at lunch and recess, then so be it. That's going to happen. Let's go to the phones right now. To Wodonga with Jack, mate. What a band at your school.
Tamagotchis, guys. Yeah, very shortly lived at our school.
Oh, I loved them. I mean, they didn't live long unless you looked after them, but I remember sneaking one around my neck in primary school.
Yeah. Around your neck?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
On a lanyard?
The lanyard. Yep.
Yes.
Jack, how out of control did they get at your school that they resulted in bans?
Look, it was two things. I think it was one, they were going off, they were beeping every 5 seconds because I think the kids weren't feeding them in class. And also, I think you can actually do them, you know, you can team up with another Tamagotchi and go to their houses or whatever it is. So people got into fights and all sorts of things. So at the end of the day, I think the heads of the year just went, nah, get rid of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fair enough. I can understand it for being a distractor. How about this? How about being a teacher? If you've been a teacher for the last 20 years,
yep.
How you've gone yeah. from banning, like, you know, your biggest problem was Tamagotchis, and now it's
vapes.
Vapes. Is, it's like,
it was a different time back then, wasn't it?
Teachers are probably stoked when they catch a kid on a Tamagotchi. They would love it rather than ripping a watermelon vape in the bathrooms. They're like, no, no, sir, I'm just trying to make my Tamagotchi go to another person's house to get points. What was the point of visiting another Tamagotchi's house, Jack?
Food. I think it was food or some sort of gift or something. I don't know.
Well, producer Aaliyah is trying
Pokemon
to tell us.
Go, yeah.
One quick second, Jack. Producer Aaliyah, why were they visiting houses?
So you could actually connect your Tamagotchis together so that they could play together.
Right.
Yeah.
And was there a point to doing that or?
It was just fun.
Just fun.
I never did it.
Socializing.
Which is not a very sociable
Tamagotchi.
Jack, thanks for the call, mate.
All good.
Keep it going right now to Shepparton with Claire. What was banned at your school?
Tamagotchis.
Oh, we just had Jack talk about that.
So we've had someone else say that it was banned. Claire, do you know why it was specifically banned at your school?
Yeah, because too many kids were playing them in the classroom trying to trade their little pets.
Trade them?
You could trade them. Jack was telling us that it was because you had to, you made them play for points or food or
keep
something.
Keep them alive.
So did you trade the little things that you would raise?
Yeah, you could trade them, feed them.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Claire, were you someone that had a Tamagotchi that was, and did you have yours banned as well, or were you just sort of sitting back watching it all happen?
I was just sitting back watching it all happen.
Yes. Yeah. And did you ever want to get into the trade game or delve into there?
Once it was outlawed, was it more appealing?
No, I found it funny when my friends would come up to me and go, oh, my Tamagotchi's been taken off me. It's at the office.
That would be especially, I imagine, quite stressful because if you don't feed them, they do that. I think they just straight up die. So
much like Neopets, I believe.
Or actual pets, I suppose. It's just animals in general. All right. Well, Tamagotchis, put them on the ban list even more so. Claire, thanks for the call.
No worries.
And to round us out in Mildura, Paul has given us a buzz as well. Jules, I don't know if he's been banned from praising the devil. Let's find out. Paul,
another Tamagotchi.
Mate, what was banned at your school?
British Bulldogs.
The dog breed.
No.
So it's like an NRL version of Chasey.
Yeah, no, I think I know the top. It's effectively you're running from one end of the field to the other and someone's in the middle trying to get you, right?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Why was that banned, Paul? That seems like good exercise for kids.
Oh, it's great exercise. Good at dodging skills.
Yeah.
If you can dodge them. Every once in a while, someone get a broken arm or a broken leg.
See, the version that I played in primary school, Paul, was it was you get tagged and you got to stay still. But I think if yours is like it was when I played in high school, it was a lot more physical when it was in high school, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was the same in our primary school as well.
Oh, God, Paul, how close
were
you
to? We got dragged down.
Oh, what happened to you?
Oh, hell yeah.
Did you get a broken arm?
No, I didn't. I didn't get a broken arm. But,
did you do the breaking of the arms, Paul?
No, I didn't actually, no. No, it was, in primary school we tried to just tag and release sort of thing, but
sure.
as soon as you tag someone, then they join in as well.
Yeah, with tagging, it's the honesty game. If you tackle someone to the ground and break their leg, it's pretty clear if they've been hit or not. Paul, I want to know, how many broken bones did it take for the teachers to go, this game should not be getting played at lunch?
Oh, I think it was only like one or two.
They realised
it was too dangerous.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But what was the substitute game, Paul?
I don't think we worried about playing anything else after that.
Yeah, no fun.
Just broke our bones ourselves. Didn't need a game to do it. All right.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, Paul, thanks for the call, mate.
No worries, man. See you, mate.
Nick, there is a Bachelor in Paradise contestant overseas in the US that's been getting a lot of attention, a lot of headlines at the moment for being booted or being told to leave the island.
Now, I haven't really watched Bachelor in Paradise. Don't they just get kicked out anyway? Or do
generally,
they stick around the entire time? I'm not sure how the game works.
If they're not coupled up, basically they can all match together with the guys or the girls, and that's sort of how it goes towards the end of the season. They're like, cool, you're going to stick with this person. Great, go off in paradise together.
If you're alone by yourself, they go, oh, you're making everyone sad. Please leave.
There's this girl who has basically been told to leave the show, and I'm like, what has drawn her to that conclusion? Mm. Is there no one interested in her? Are the producers being annoying? Is she not getting enough screen time?
That's rough. These are all they've got awful personalities, but they're all awfully attractive people.
Her name is Sam Jeffries, and there's an episode that I was having a look at, and the subtitles pop up that it's been 9 days and 23 hours since Sam has done something. And if she has not done that something by sunrise, she must leave paradise. Take a listen.
I'm stressed. I am severely backed up. Everyone is so invested in my gut health right now.
Sam is so little. I'm like, where is this poop even being stored?
My heart breaks for her because she's in a great space with Aaron. So I don't want her to go home.
Sam Jeffries
hasn't pooped in a while.
And she has been told by the doctor on board, if it's more than 10 days, she is gone. Nothing quite brings you down to earth like bodily fluids or a lack thereof.
Oh, no, Sam.
Oh, and this poor girl, she's made this connection with this guy. What is she going to do with Aaron? And I love how everyone on the cast is involved in this dilemma of hers.
They all care. It's actually quite nice because it's concerning her health.
Well, yeah. And I guess duty of care for the producers. There's a local guy who's like behind the bar during the episodes throughout the season, sure. where it's just like serving people drinks. And she rocks up at 5:30 a.m. just before sunrise, and he greets her like this.
Hola, morning, coffee.
Coffee's a hilarious joke to hear.
Pretty good, you know. You got to make sure we've got to get the bowels moving. Do you think is she consuming coffee? Like, do you know if she's having the necessary fluids to push the system through?
Well, judging by her reaction, her facial expression to that, I don't think it's going well. But I'm very excited for the next episode to find out.
Well, do you think there was someone? Because obviously, there's a lot of producers on these shows.
Yes.
You know how when a dog eats something, like, you know, maybe it eats your keys or a ring or something.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to. And then you got to follow the dog around.
Oh, you're on watch. Yeah.
You're on poo watch. Is there a producer? They're probably fresh out of university. They've probably never had a job on a TV show before. And they're like, hey, I've got kid, we've got an important job for you.
Mate, that's the entire cast there right now.
When Sam takes a dump, we need to make sure that you are there.
Nick and Jules. That was the Nick and Jules podcast.